and it is the coach home, and it's John Gibbons this week. I'm going to look at three different teams who had different weekends in the Premier League, but we're going to start on a high. Well, I hope on a high. It's Robbie Scotcher, who's obviously spoken to us a lot about Crystal Palace over the years now. And Robbie, up to seventh in the league after another win.
Yeah, I mean, Europe's coming. I've got my passport out. I've dusted it off, you know. I'm happy. It's been a great start to the season. I'm not getting too carried away because, I mean, this time 2 seasons ago, we played 7 games and not scored a goal and had no points. We finished 11th. So, and like, anything can happen. But, I mean, it's a great start to this season. I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, it's goals for Zaha as well, which is nice to see, isn't it? He's a player who's, you know, you've raved about so many times on this podcast, you know, in terms of, you know, his status really in Crystal Palace's, well history. This year he's really started flying and seems to be scoring every week.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that people always aimed at him. He, there's no end product. There's not enough assists, not enough goals. And it doesn't say anything about how he plays. I mean, I know he's not really a striker, but he's in a more forward position this year, and we just got a better squad. It's just as simple as that. We've got a better squad. We had 10 players who are unavailable from the 25 or 26 man squad that we've got down for the Premier League. We had 10 players missing, and we didn't look like we were going to lose that game, and we looked fairly solid. And we do have quality all over the pitch. And, you know, I don't think it's any secret that Roy Hodgson sets us up really strong. Everyone knows their positions. Everyone knows what they're doing. We're very solid. There's 2 blocks. But what that's done is also Andros Townsend's playing better this year. He was actually the man of the match, I think, at the weekend.